correctly. Lily, welcome to Chai FM. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
How do you pronounce it? Because I get it, got it a bit wrong.
It's pronounced Apopo.
Apopo. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us on the show today. You guys are in charge of the Hero Rat program, where you use rats from Tanzania to detect landmines. Tell us how you got involved with something like this.
Well, Apopo has been around for 20 years now. It's a non-profit organization with Belgian roots, but it's been in Mulgora ever since I was born here. So I recently joined about 3 years ago, and our founder is a guy named Bart Wachens. He used to keep pet rats as a kid, and he read an article as an adult about how gerbils were being trained to detect explosives in a lab. Now, he used to hide the food for his pet rats, and they were very, very adept at finding it. So he figured, you know, their sense of smell was so incredible, they could probably be taught to detect anything. And he thought, why not landmines?
So the rats that you're keeping, I mean, is this like some indigenous Tanzanian rat, or is it like the average one that you find on the street?
Well, they're indigenous to most of sub-Saharan Africa. We use the African giant pouched rat. Now, their pouches are in their cheeks. They're not marsupials, but they're found literally everywhere, scurrying around at night. They're nocturnal, so a lot of people wouldn't normally see them, but they're pretty much everywhere.
Okay, so that's pretty interesting. So it could actually be a rat on a detection. Now, I think many people have this idea that, when I've spoken to them, that, you know, you're using rats as some sort of kamikaze device to get to the landmines, but that's not quite how it works. So explain to us, how do you use a rat to find a landmine?
No, we would never put them in harm's way. They're much too important to us. So we start training the rats when they're babies. Basically, we breed them here in Morogoro in Tanzania. When they're about 5-6 weeks old, they start to open their eyes, and we slowly start to socialize them, which basically means playing with them, cuddling them, introducing them to sights and smells of humans, in order to train the fear of humans and the fear of daylight and that kind of thing out of them. And so they become very, very calm and relaxed, and then we introduce the smell of explosives after we've taught them clicker training. So clicker training is nothing that Apopo's come up with. This has been around for a very long time, but it's used to train horses, dogs, orcas even, and it works perfectly for the rats. So we initially, they just hear a click, and then they get a food reward. So very quickly, they start to associate that sound with the food reward. And then we introduce a sort of a tea egg, which is like one of these things that you can sort of put your tea leaves in and dunk it in water to make tea. And we put explosives inside, TNT. And once the little baby rats go and put their paws on this tea egg, they hear a click and they get a reward. So they start to look for the tea egg that contains this amazing smell. And then slowly they graduate to finding landmines over various stages of their training.
And what does that look like? I mean, do you kind of release them on the field and they run around? How do they show you that there's a landmine? Does the person have to go with them? How does the process work?
So minefields are pretty varied. Some have like hills and mountains. Some have little lakes. There's all kinds of different ways. But we basically have, when we arrive at a minefield, it's very overgrown. So we have these machines called brush cutters. And we take these machines and we crop all the grass and all the foliage and stuff, and it becomes visible. And then we create boxes with metal detectors. So we create a safe lane around a box the size of a tennis court. And then once we've created that safe lane, which takes a very long time, because you can imagine there's lots of scrap metal lying around, and every little bit of scrap metal will set off a signal, which means it has to be investigated. Then we would put the rats on at this stage in order to speed things up, because that's what the rats are doing. They're helping us find landmines quicker.
So in other words, you guys have done the hard graft in terms of finding all the metal, and then you bring the rats in to find the explosive metal, in other words.
No, we just create a perimeter that's safe for our handlers. So every rat comes with two handlers. And there's one handler on either side of the box, think of a tennis court. So there's one handler on either side of the width of a tennis court, and they have a line between their boots, and they attach the rat to that line, and the rat literally goes up and down, making sure they systematically check every inch of every box. And each time they've gone up, the handlers will take half a meter step, and then they come down. And in this way, we've covered every single inch of that box. Now, a man or a woman with a metal detector could take up to 4 days to check an area the size of a tennis court. And it takes one rat 20 minutes.
Wow, wow, that's amazing. So when a rat finds a landmine, what does it do? Does it squeak or point or jump, or what's the... What's the rat signal for mine?
So we teach the rats to scratch at the surface. So they would scratch at the surface, which is kind of their normal behavior. When they're looking for a treat or for food, they would scratch at the surface to kind of start digging something up. So we've taught them to do that same behavior, which is their natural behavior, to tell us when they've found a landmine.
And I understand that you guys have also expanded this rat searching behavior into other things that are not just landmines. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yes, that's right. In 2007, we also started a project to see if the rats could detect tuberculosis. Now, as you know, tuberculosis has now been rated as the number one killer by an infectious disease, and it's becoming a real problem. So we're training our rats to sniff at human sputum samples in our lab. And if they find TB, they would dunk their nose into a hole in a cage and hold it there for a few seconds in order to tell us that this is something. So when they're over a sample, a human sputum sample that doesn't contain TB, they would very quickly move on. And in this way, they can search 100 samples in, again, 20 minutes, which is very quick. It could take a lab technician up to 4 days in most of sub-Saharan Africa.
And so has this been very effective in getting... Lily, you still with us?
I am.
Oh, sorry. We just lost you there for a second. And so this has been rolled out. It's been very effective in detection of TB?
Yeah, we're currently working in Tanzania and Mozambique, and hopefully later this year we'll be opening a TB lab in Ethiopia, but they're speeding things up. So where it would normally take somebody up to 4 days, it's taking them 20 minutes, which means we can get people quicker onto medication and stop this sort of vicious cycle of reinfection. Because if you think about how quickly you pass on a cold to somebody else, it's as easy to pass it on, TB on to somebody else as well. So we're trying to get as many people on medication as quickly as possible by finding it earlier.
Now, if more people want to find out about the rats, about Epopo, where can they go to get more information?
We have a website, www.apopo.org. And yes, it covers everything.
It's a very comprehensive website. You can see pictures of the rats. You can see. You can even adopt one, I see. So if you've always wanted your own mind-sniffing rat, then you can get one on the website. Lily, thank you so much for joining us, and please keep up the good work keeping people safe and healthy in Africa using rats.
Thank you very much. It was an honor to be on your channel.
Thank you so much. Lily Shalom there. She is from Apopo. And they run the Hero Rats program, detecting landmines and TB. So next time you see a rat in your kitchen, maybe it's just there to help you out. Maybe you're a bit ill and you need to go to a doctor.